So what would you put on the wood after you got the fire going?
You'd light the splinters, and then you'd put the fat lighted notch, you know. And then, in the stove now, you had to have it cut according to the firebox at lengths. And then, for the fireplace, why, you could cut it a little bit longer, and you wouldn't split it, you know. In other words, you just have your kindling wood and then put a pretty good sized log on there. And once you got it started burning, why, it didn't burn that kindling wood up, that small wood up, you know.
Okay, now
didn't use as much.
Yeah. In the fireplace, the floor was called a
hearth.
And you put the, maybe you put the big log on a couple of...
You had some fire dogs. And they were metal, iron, cast iron grating light. You laid the log across it, and then you'd put your kindle wood underneath it.
Okay.
See? Then, of course, your ashes would settle down, you know, and you'd have to scoop them out every so often, see?
Yeah.
And then in the wintertime, while...
I bet that was a tough job. You used to fly out and get...
I can recall a lot of things that happened about that fireplace. Chimney sweeps would get in at the soot, you know.
Yeah.
And I remember one time we got up, about the only toys we had, we made our own toys. We'd get an old wheel or something and make a hook, roll it up. We'd have rubber guns. We made rubber guns in days. And I can remember the chimney set away from the house. And my cousins and the neighborhood boys, well, everybody was more or less related, you know, distantly, real close. I had just Buku's your first cousins. Anyhow, we got to playing rubber guns. So, without thinking, those rubber guns, you know, would hurt pretty good. In fact, we improvised. We made a rifle, you know, put slots in it, take a piece of tape, and it'd shoot 5 or 6 times, you know.
Yeah.
Boy, if you got shot with that first rubber band that was stretched all the way back to that last notch, you'd really made a welt. And what had happened, we'd run around the houses and play, and one would get on one side of the chimney and one on the other side, see? And if you didn't know there was somebody else on that other side of the chimney and you decided to go around it, man, he caught you point blank, you know. So I got to figuring one time, I said, well, I was waiting up in that corner. I knew somebody was going to shoot me. So I took the mortar, and I had a little old knife, and I started scraping that mortar. And it was clay, see? It was clay mortar that was used in them days. And man, you just rub that dried clay, and it just come right on out. So I got a hole through that brick, and I could see to the other side of that chimney. So then I thought, well, if I go around on the other side of that chimney, make me another hole through that mortar, I could see if an individual was over there hiding. See? Now this was all in 4 months. We wasn't using the fireplace, see?
Yeah.
So I did, and consequently, if somebody was over on the other side, I could see him, you know, and then I could ease around and stick that gun around that corner and pow, I got you, see. Of course, the only thing about it, they used it too. You know what I mean? They could see me, you know. But anyhow, different bears, different heights. Well, the first thing you know, they had different holes, different size, you know, different levels in that fireplace, in that mortar. Oh, we just had a whale of fun that particular summer, you know, with them rubber guns.